Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahuwah Radio, Top Father Saturday, is now on the air. I'll be your host, thy name, yours, prayer, of the Lord. This is how far the Saturday the members are coming in right now, count one. Well, we start off in count six. Count six, South Carolina. Count five, Baltimore, Maryland. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Kankakee. Camp 2, Plainfield, Illinois. Camp 1, Chicago, Illinois. Members in, top part of 7-8, the gate is open at all six locations. If you're within 70 miles, we'll be doing the same thing over Almighty Yahuwah, down in 8, verse 1 and 2. He was on the Mount of Olives, about 2 miles away from the temple. And as he was gone and in towards the Sabbath day, he was making his move. Because in 1 verse 9 and 10, the fear was already lighting the place up, and the people was outside ready to get in for the top part of the Sabbath day. Want the blessing of the Almighty Yahuwah, we got to do what Yahuwah got written. That's the game changer right there. And we do what's written in his Bible, we can demand a blessing from Yahuwah. I'm going to take all that, no doubt about it. This is a live broadcast, top part of Saturday, today's date, 7th month, July 26, 2024. This is the day that the Almighty has made for me and you. This is a sign day. This is a sign between you and him, the Sabbath day, and fringes, what fringes. This is the day that the Almighty has made. So we're going to get something going on. We see Dolly Yahuwah, she's here. You know, I miss having that microphone. I'm ready to have that microphone for most, and that's a great thing. That's what we're talking about. We got security. Brother Nehemiah, ready to have that microphone again, and that's what it's all about. It's all about one thing. What did you do in Yahuwah? That's the game changer. Well, you know, I went to visit Grandma, and I bought her a troop band. Okay, good. Now, I want to know one thing. What did you do for your salvation? What did you do to put people in position to receive salvation? Let's talk about that. I put all that off to the side, bro. So remember, when something jump off, y'all probably going to put you off to the side. Keep that in your mind. When something jump off, they're going to put you off to the side. One day you might need it. He looked at the records from the great big angels and said, well, what they do concerning me? They drag their feet concerning you. Well, I'll drag my feet concerning them. Huh? That's the way it is. We're going to find out all that information. Never know what we're going to teach on. But we're going to teach on whatever Yahweh gives us at the time appointed. So we got Johnny Yahweh ready to holler that microphone, no doubt about it. And security brother Nehemiah ready to holler that microphone. So now, Brother Nehemiah, listen real carefully as Dolly delivered the knockout blow. Watch your Dolly deliver the greetings and grand style. Listen real carefully as Dolly Yahweh. So when you meet the Dolly Yahweh come out of Camp 1, Dolly Yahweh, Yahweh beard you have, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, Brother Nehemiah. We got Dory Yahweh to live that knockout, bro. That was all about. Now, let's start off how Brother Nehemiah meets and greets the old seer by saying, Brother Nehemiah, security out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you that thing, right?
And Yahweh be with you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, that's what I just got through saying. You folks said Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel.
Yahweh bless you. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's all right. Just keep on. It's going to all fall in line, no doubt about it. Just keep on. Sooner or later, you're going to be throwing down in grant as if you want it. See, you got to want it. If you want it, Yahweh will step up in there and give you what you need. No doubt about it. Matter of fact, if you want it, let's see. Let's run to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, 20, 27, and 41. Let's see. Let's see how he works. We're going to see how he works there, Brother Nehemiah. Matthew 10, top part of the seventh day, all locations ready to go. Let's see how he operates. Matthew 10, 19, 20, 27, and 41. Let's talk about it. Come on there. You're on the line. You're on the airways. Come on.
Matthew chapter 10, 19, 20, verses 27 and 41. 19 says, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. Wait a minute. Okay. What you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. 27. What I tell you in darkness, that you speak ye in the light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. Verse 41. He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you a question now, Brother Nehemiah. I'm going to ask you a question. And you, like you just said, I want it. You say you want it. Let's read verse 19 and 20 again.
Matthew 19:20. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, but it shall be given in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
All right. Verse 20. So now, what's the precept? So what father is in you from last night's lesson that you can go right through and teach them? You say, I want it. If you want it, that means last night's lesson, you both be the table of fear right off the top. What verse to go to? Because you went over the lesson because you want it. So now, verse 20, what's the precept of verse 20?
Luke 12 and 12.
No, you're guessing. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm gonna bring out Hell Man and let Hell get that. Once you get it, you're gonna get it wrong every time. Now that ain't down. You gotta give me out according to the scripture. Like I gave you last night. Can't give me no Luke 12:12. That's not down. When you mean I ever allow for a check note down, brother Neil Mike, they say you want it. Okay, well, you're gonna get it. No doubt about it. But how it works first to get tell you all what, give me 2 Ezra 14:34. This is how it works first.
Dear, I'm in the hospital. I don't have all my books with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Nehemiah, give me 14:34 of 2 Ezra. You got everything almost cocked to know, Dolly Yahweh. Give me a hallelujah with a loud voice. Let me know you already cocked and ready to go, and you're wearing back, and it's thick and thick and thick. And then we can talk about the top part of Saturday and go inside. Give me 14:34. What's there, Nehemiah?
2 Ezra 14:34. Therefore, if so be that ye will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, ye shall be kept alive, and after death ye shall obtain mercy.
So the first thing you got to do is all that you have ever learned, you got to find a way to sit that to the side for a minute. You got to take all that you have learned, all these years that you have learned from. You got to take all that and put it to the side. Now, once you put that, to do your own understanding, and you put that to the side, then we can build you up. Let's get a precept on that in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. So when it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, all the learning that you ever have learned will cause this Bible. We got to show soundly that the learning you learn is not correct according to the Bible, and we show you soundly. Read Proverbs 3, verse 5.
Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in Yahweh with all your mind, and lean not unto your own understanding.
Excellent. So now the two verses you got right there, because when you told me Luke 12:12, that is not, you took your own understanding and came up with that. That was not the proper answer to what we said in Matthew 10:1. The best thing you're going to do in a case like that is, I don't know. Now that's the key. I forgot. Then we'll show it to you again. But we can make a statement. If you don't read, you're going to be wrong every time. I'm going to bring out Elder in, and Elder will tell you all about the broadcast and what's going on. Then he'll give us a Luke 12:12. And by that time, Daughter's going to give us a hallelujah while she's all ready to go. So we'll be out here for a while for us to say, Elder, Yahweh be there and see you, right?
And Yahweh bless you, Spirit, from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you know, once you know the fox tail half in the curtain's tail went up, it's all about now is organizing from the page of this book. It's all about right now. Organized. On the international side, it's over 900,000 strong. They ready here to just say, Yahweh. But the order is follow the elder's lead. So, Elder, what you got to tell this mass and audience over 900,000 strong on the international side? Take your time and do your part. Then give us a Luke chapter 12, verse 12, after your part come up.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of over 900,000 listeners. And this is one of the reasons why we have to be strong in the word of Yahweh, because we have so many listeners that came out here to listen to Yahweh's word as it truly should be spoken from the pages in the Bible. Such as we've heard today, just not long ago, there was a wise man that asked me, he said, Elder Tibbs, how would you reply to John 3:16? I had somebody ask me about that, and they want to know who the world was in that verse. I said, okay, well, we'll probably touch on that later during the broadcast. But now this leads me to think that when you look in the book of Sirach and you read chapter 6, verse number 6, it says, be in peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. Because more than one counselor or person that knows or supposed to know this Bible, they can have you all over the place. This is why also in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, reading verses 35 to 37, touch on that a little bit. 35 says, be willing to hear every Yahwali discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind be upon the ordinances of the Yahweh, and meditate continually in his commandments. And he shall establish in thine mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Well, look at that. If you stay in Yahweh's word and you continually think about what he said, it looks like he's going to give you some answers that you need in your mind. And we all know that there's a history of the world and the world past and also our world present. But if you think about it, our history starts from our birth to our death. But those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. We see this quite often. But those who fail to learn it correctly, they are simply doomed in this world and the world to come. Sometimes we see that in the conversations with the pastors all over the place, trying to lead people in their own misguided directions. That's pretty bad to actually have to witness that. But unfortunately, it's a thing that's out there. It kind of reminds you of in the book of Acts, when we had this guy that was walking behind the chariot. It was a verse that described that, where he was trying to read and thought he knew what he was doing. And that was in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 32. And it says, and the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened not his mouth. It's good to have big ears and little mouth. That way we have a lot going in without too much coming out. So we want to make sure when that stuff is coming out that we touch the people's mind with the words of Yahweh correctly. And that shows that a teacher can't learn from his students because he's always given wise counsel to this teacher. That's why everybody hates a substitute. He can never touch on the topic that the original teacher can. But having knowledge, the teacher even gains more experience by teaching. However, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learn and teach one day themselves. And again, this shows well on all the 6 camps that teach the word of Yahweh. Because we know all of us and everyone out there listening, they came to hear things that most of us can hear in Yahweh's ministry, and some listening can never understand. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this much understanding very possible by using those big ears and little mouth. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. As some looking can never find, these are the misinformed. These people are all over the place. They can do none of these things that we do. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And you see, I keep mentioning that key word, righteous. Because if you're not right, you're not going to get this word. You're going to be all over the place. Well, you know such thing as the Old Testament. That's been done away with. Statements like that. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know. We have many out there that camouflage their evil or mostly confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning. And even using the Bible scriptures and verbal weapons against us that know. You know, we get those phone calls sometimes, and they'll turn the scriptures around right in your ear. But if you're not word up, they're going to trip you up. You have to remember, the best is already here. I keep saying that. We're just waiting for the rest to come to show them the way to go. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the books, as we often speak. Your health, foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do all this and much more because you have not. And this is the information you have came to seek and have now found in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you on the normal days, not Sabbath days, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those normal days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday. However, Sabbath class we do have, which is today, the top part of the Sabbath. Friday, that class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. and once again until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also to use this on any one of your smart devices right on the search line and the tribeyahdah.com. And after you click enter, once again, look for tribeyahdah.com-Israelites. Doing this will take you to a big line where you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step one, click donate with PayPal. The next step, which is two, click send. Enter the amount you wish to send with the message provided there if you like. And if this is done, may Yahuwah bless you. Also doing this, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone, when you hear this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures, once again mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with all the bad teaching that's going around today. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, check out our calendar, which is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible come to us throughout the year. Also, we have a live program, which is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. To get there, and in three words this time on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Y. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live or mind broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on. And I do have to emphasize that, Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the 6-1 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos, as most of us have seen, and even now, in addition to that, those Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line, 224-600-5579. And if that question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call Trained to Teach. As I said, you will only hear the scourging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To do that, enter three words on the search line, Dakwa Radio Live. When clicking in it, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of God. Choose a program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And even now, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on TalkTalk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, or computer. Even nowadays, your smartwatch. Just make sure you've got the TalkTalk app. We will be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. When you're getting there, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. The room will hold 50 or more listening participants, where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. And online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, Israel, along with Seer Israel, writing a shotgun. And no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But that important note that I usually give, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. So we have to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible, but to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. So we can start to do just as I talked. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah. This is the top part of 7 days, the day that Almighty has made. And we're going to answer a couple questions, spirit led, from Yahuwah. As the unfolded thing, but remember, Daughter Yahuwah, once your microphone is ready and you're all comfortable, Daughter Yahuwah.
I'm ready. Hallelujah. I'm ready. Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Excellent. There we go. That's a game changer right there. So, we like we said, the question was asked, Brother Nehemiah, read that verse again and 10 verse 19 again. And Matthew. 10 verse 19 of Matthew. Read again that Brother Nehemiah.
Matthew 10, 19, and 20.
No, just 20. Just read this 20.
Okay. Verse 20. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Mm-hmm. And when I ask you a question,
in the book of Luke, reading chapter 12, verse number 12, says, the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
And the righteous spirit is the truth. So that answer that you gave me, it wasn't from the righteous spirit. You pulled a rabbit out the head on that. We're going to find out exactly what was said in verse 20 according to the understanding of precept. Now, here's a little tip. Let's go to St. John chapter 14, verse 8. Now, read that verse one more time again, Brother Nehemiah. Read that verse one more time again. 10,
verse number 20.
Elder, we're going to precept that elder to St. John, chapter 14, A through G. Now watch this, Nehemiah. Come on, boy, Nehemiah, come on.
Matthew 10 and verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which is in you.
Now watch the old hero precept there, 14 chapter 2, John, 8 down to 13. Now watch the Spirit of our Father that speak unto thee. Let's see what the hero will bring out in St. John, chapter 14, down to 13. All time the precept.
Okay, can you repeat that again, Brother Seer? There was too much background noise from one of our microphones we have. I got St. John chapter 14. I didn't get the verse.
8 through 10.
Yeah, well, too much background noise.
8 through 10.
I have it. 8 says, Philip said unto him, Yahweh, show us the Father, and is sufficient us. And it's sufficient us. 9. Yahweh the Son said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me and hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? 10. Believe thou not. 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works.
Mm-hmm. So Philip there, Brother Nehemiah, he said, Philip, why are you asking to show us the Father? It suffices us. And he said, when you see me, you have seen the Father. Now, what do we mean by that? And he said, the Spirit of the Father will be in you. What do you mean by when you see me, you have seen the Father? Let's see if we find what that means. Well, we see Mother B. of Israel coming on stage. We see them bring Mother B. of Israel in and meet and greet her. Listen real good, Brother Nehemiah. Listen to the meet and the greet. One of the moms out of Camp One, Mother B. of Israel. Yahweh be to that scene, right?
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hey, yo, that's Mother D.F. Israel right there. Yo, Mr. Gill. So, from our D.D.D., how part of Saturday and every time we come on the broadcast is a teaching moment. So we love to hear things on the table just to go teach behind it. See, and that's what it's all about. So now, what do you mean by when you see me, you see the Father? We're going to Colossians, Dr. Yahweh. Hey, Dr. Yahweh, we're going to the Colossians chapter 1 and find out what that means. We're going to precept that and find out what that means by, if you see me, you see the Father. What that supposed to mean? When you precept your Bible, it'll give us answer. He said, why would you say that to me, Philip? He said, now, when you see me, you don't see the Father. That we just said. So we know what it means by Mother D of Israel. We know what it means in 28, verse number 10, Mother D of Israel. Hey, Mother D of Israel.
Yeah.
In 28, verse 10, can you help those see out, Mother, in Isaiah 28, verse 10?
Yeah.
Mother D of Israel.
Isaiah.
Can you, on the top part of the Sabbath day, can you help those 3 hours, 28 verse 10 of the book of Isaiah? Can you help me out with it?
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
So to get the understanding of your Bible, when a question is asked, we must precept out of Bible. That's the game changer right there. Precept must be upon precept. Line upon line, you got to go here a little bit and there a little bit. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, pull that verse. Let's see what he says in 1 Peter 4:11 on that same conversation. Let's see what he says in 1 Peter, Mother D.F. Israel. What do we say in 1 Peter 4, verse 11? Listen good, Brother Nehemiah. Listen real good. And 1 Peter 4, 11.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified, honored, through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praises and dominions forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. That's the most. Okay. So you see now, so the game change is when the question is asked, always take a deep breath, and a scripture should come to the head on the precept, whatever the common thing was about. Now, if a scripture do not come to your head, you're supposed to deeply say, I don't know. Then I let you know you have to do some studying, because the order of the Bible, a man or woman speak, they must precept the Bible, and they must use the authors of the Bible to come up with the conclusion. Anytime we put our eyes in the air and come up with it, it's going to be dead wrong every time. People take a deep breath when the question is asked. You don't know, God don't know. Because if you don't come up with a precept to balance it out, it's going to be totally wrong. See? And we're going to talk more about that shortly. Now, back off. And what happened, Mother dear of Israel, and St. John chapter 3, what do we got to do? See, when we come to broadcast 6 nights a week, be back on airwaves tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we have to understand you got over 900,000 people listening all over the world. And you got to be confident on what you're saying. St. John 3:11, Mother dear of Israel, bring it.
St. John chapter 3, verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
Yeah. See, we speak what we know. See, that's the game changer right there. See, we have to speak. See, this ain't no guesswork. We are thoroughly prepared to teach what we know. 29, Mother dear of Israel. And this is our problem today. Matthew 22:29. Here go our problem today.
Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, if you do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on, Mother. I don't see no ifs and ifs here. Take the time to read it for the national to really kind of get a hold of that verse. Real chapter. Look at it.
Did I say that?
Chapter. Yeah, that's what you said. Let's read it again, mother. Let me tell you something because we
Matthew 22, verse 29. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh.
You
see
that?
And that's
what I so, bottom line is, what we err at because we do not know the scriptures. We think things will just pop in our head and we get a kick of jerking around, or we do the parakeet thing. Like, hey, buddy, hey, buddy. See, we can't do the parakeet thing. We got to know what we're saying, that the scriptures back up what we're saying. So remember, the elder always say, be quick to hear and so to speak. Speak. That means give up. Breathe in, breathe out, and make sure you get ready to answer according to scriptural wise. I'm going to get a case in point. We know daughter was holding something for us, but daughter, we want to break down some things. Okay. Hey, daughter, give me St. John chapter 5, verse 37. That's daughter Yahweh. I know you're holding something for those here. But we're going to bag up and look at St. John 5:37. Let's see what it says, dog.
Okay. St. John chapter 5, verse 37. Verse 37 reads, and the Father himself, which have sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
So, you ain't heard the Father at any time, or seen his shape. So whenever you say, I'm waiting on the Father to tell you something, that means that you ignore the scripture. He said he heard the Father at what time, daughter?
At any time.
At any time. Or seen his shape. So the Father have not said nothing to the creation. So when it gets a hot about what I'm waiting on the Father to tell me something, then you err by not knowing the scripture. The Father do not talk to the creation. Read what he said his own mouth. Elder, give me Titus 1:2, Elder. Titus 1:2. This is what he said in Titus 1:2. And Brother Nehemiah help me Hebrews 6:18. Back to back, hardcore, come on. Titus 1:2. Brother Nehemiah had me 6:18. Oh, he's from the state room. What's our head? Titus 1:2.
You can't hear.
Come on, mother. Bring it out. Bring it out here, mother. Titus 1:2.
Well, I admit.
1:2.
I'm not
Titus 1:2. Bring it out.
Okay.
1:2.
In the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2, who says, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh the Father, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So Yahweh is not lying. If you want eternal life, he ain't lying on what he said. And read it. Hey, dog, what he said again in 5:37 again in St. John, now he said, your eternal life is on the line. And the song says, if you want eternal life, well, Yahweh cannot lie. Have promised the word again. So he ain't lying. What did Yahweh the Son say in 5:37?
St. John chapter 5. St. St. John chapter 5, verse 37. Verse 37 reads, "And the Father himself, which have sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape."
So the Son says, "I'm not lying. You ain't heard the Father at any time." Now he said, in hope of eternal life, you got to go along with what he just said, because your whole eternal life is on the line. So if you want eternal life, you have to be clear that you ain't heard Yahweh the Father at any time. That was Yahweh the Son said. Now, Paul pulled that verse and went into the temple of the Almighty Yahweh in 618, Brother Israelite. And let's see what he said. Now, he invited to the greatest temple. And let's see what he said in 618, Brother Nehemiah, Israel, come on.
Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
So we find out one thing, that when he tell you about the Father, he said, "I'm not lying. You ain't heard the Father at what time again, daughter Yahweh? According to 5:37, get what the Son said to the one that's going to take over after he leaves. What he said again in 5:37 there, daughter Yahweh?
St. John chapter 5, verse 37, "And the Father himself, which have sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape."
Wait, what? Well, I'm confused. In what? When I read Exodus 33, 9 through 12, sorry, y'all, well, I'm confused. So now, I'm confused. When I read Exodus 33, 9 through 12, I'm just so confused. What is that, daughter
Yahweh?
Exodus 33, 9 through 12, what
does it say? The book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 9 through 12. Verse 9 reads, "And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the temple, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the temple. And the Yahweh, the Son, talked with Moses." Verse 10, "And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand out at the temple door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door." Verse 11, "And YHWH Yahweh spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again in the camp, but his servant, Hoshea, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the temple." Verse
12.
And Moses said unto Yahweh, "See, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name."
I'm confused with daughter Yahweh. I know you're stumbling all over the place there, daughter Yahweh, but I'm very confused. This is the way you see it, if I can tighten this thing up. Now listen, I'm confused. I hear Yahweh talking to Moses, but I just heard him just say in St. John, that's why I don't understand that Bible. I'm through with that book. Yeah. Read that St. John 5:37 again, daughter. That's why they say, "Oh man, that Bible, I'm just through with that Bible." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just got to read. Y'all talking to Moses.
St. John chapter 5, verse 37 reads again. St. John chapter 5, verse 37 reads, "And the Father himself, which have sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape."
But I'm confused. That's why I say, I see why the Christians from Islam and Judaism take that Old Testament is done away with. Because I'm confused. We see right here, Yahweh is talking to Moses. See? Let's go 34th chapter there, God of Yahweh. 34th chapter, verse 5 through 10, 27 and 28. We're going to, and just read where you see it, dog. Let's go see if it's dramatic in it.
The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 5 through 10, and 27 and 28. Verse 5 reads, "And YHWH Yahweh the Son descended in the cloud and stood with him there, with him there, and proclaimed the name of the YHWH Yahweh."
Well, hold on a minute, daughter. Hold on just a minute. The big WCC just said, "I don't see no Yahweh the Son there." See, where's the precept to that? Okay, where's the precept to that? How do you know that Yahweh the Son talking to Moses? Then I'm here to your precept. See, when you put Yahweh the Son in, just like the WCC, the World Council Church, I don't see no Yahweh the Son there. So you stop and precept your Bible. Since God put Yahweh the Son in there, let's precept the Bible, Brother Nehemiah. We're going to St. John 5 and pick up verse 43 down to verse 47. See, remember, it understands you the precept. If you step out there, make sure to bag it up. So now, WCC, World Council Church, said, we don't see no Yahweh the Son there. Okay. Well, we know clearly to get understanding, we must do what? Hey, Mother of Israel. 119 verse 4, the Psalm, Mother. What we got to do, Mother, and Mother D of Israel in Psalm 119 verse 4? To get understanding, Mother, what must we do in Psalm 119 verse 4?
Psalms 119. Okay. Psalms 119, verse 4. That's what it says in my 19. 119, verse 4 reads, "Thou hast commanded us to keep your precept diligently."
So there's a commandment to do precept. So when we make a statement, we have to already have the big stick behind the table. So he command us to precept. 104, verse 104, my dear of Israel, verse 104.
Psalms 119, 104. "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way."
So God will put in Yahweh the Son right there talking to Moses. So we're going to precept that by Brother Nehemiah and St. John 5:43, I don't break 47. Let's see what we come up with. St. John, chapter 5, verse 43, I don't break 47. Put the time in and put the man in the chest that Brother Nehemiah and deliver. Come on.
John chapter 5, verses 43 through 47. 43 says, "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Verse 44, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not to honor that cometh from Yahweh only? Verse 45, do not think that I will accuse you of the Father. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. 46. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. 47. But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my words?
Wait a minute. You didn't tell his disciples to follow. He said, when you read the book of Moses, the first five books, it ain't right about the Father. It's writing about him. Moses wrote about him. So you see how when you precept your Bible, he's telling the disciples, the followers, that when you read the first five books of Moses, it's not talking about the Father. It's talking about him. If that was what we read in verse 46 and 47, let's read that again for the national audience and the big world council churches to really understand what he's telling the one that's going to take over after he leaves. 46 and 47. Take your time there, Brother Nehemiah, and look.
John chapter 5, verses 46 and 47. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Verse 47. But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my words?
So when you read the writing of Moses, and Moses wrote Genesis, the first five books, then how are you going to believe me if you don't believe Moses' writing, or Moses' writing about him? And who's he writing about? Yahweh the Son. So when daughter said Yahweh the Son, he had the priest that was bagged up just in case somebody jump up in there and make a thing. Moses wrote of him. So when you read Genesis, Mother Dear of Israel, Genesis 1:1, you can pick up Yahweh the Son in Genesis 1:1. So we got the M.O. that when Moses wrote Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, he was not writing about the Father, he was writing about the Son. Let's pick him up right here, Mother, in 1, verse 1. Let's pick up the Son in Genesis 1, verce 1.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Yahweh the Son created the heavens and the earth.
See how you're picking up in the precept? By understanding what's said on the right side of the book, when Moses picked his pen up to start writing, he was writing about the Son, not the Father. So whatever you read in the first five books, it's not talking about the Father, it's talking about the Son. Then he came in the flesh. Then he went up there in the 24th chapter. So he came in the flesh. So it was a conversation going on in Luke 24. See, look, some conversation going on in Luke 24, Elder, verse 15. What was going on in 24:15 of Luke, Elder? They were going with a conversation going on in Luke 24, verse 15. Let's find out what was the conversation all about they got going on in Luke 24, verse 15. What is that else?
In the book of Luke, chapter 24, reading verse 15, it says, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Yahweh the Son himself drew near and went with them."
So these two men was reasoning with themselves. Then Yahweh the Son eased upon them. Is that what we're reading so far?
Hallelujah.
Verse 16, what happened next?
16 says, "But their eyes were holding that they should not know him."
So Yahweh disguised himself where they would not know him. Their eyes were holding. So while they were communing among themselves, Yahweh eased upon them, but they didn't recognize it was Yahweh. Then see what happened next in verse 17 there, Ill. What happened in verse 17?
17 says, "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have to one to another as ye walk and are said?"
Verse 1 reads, "And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Yahweh, the Son, have not appeared unto you."
Verse 2.
"And YHWH Yahweh said unto Moses, What is that in thy hand? And he said, A rod."
Ain't that something? You can't. Don't you know Yahweh sit up there in heaven? Don't you think he knew what was in his hand? But see, y'all, some kind of y'all, but you gotta check them to see if they're ready to take care of baby. So Yahweh asked the question, put that is in your hand, Moses. You know Yahweh knew what he had in his hand. But he's trying to get his attention. He said, I got a rod in my hand. He said, and Yahweh does the thing with the rod, and Moses broke out, run all that good stuff. Yahweh already knows. For the reason why he already knows. Isaiah 46:9-10 out, talking to Nehemiah. The reason why Yahweh already knows in Isaiah 46:9-10. Let's see why Yahweh the Son already knows. Isaiah 46:9-10. Well, say that, Brother Nehemiah.
Isaiah 46:9-10. Remember the former things of old. I am Yahweh. And there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
So you see, so Yahweh already knows what you're going to do in advance. He already knows what you're going to do before you even do it. All the stumbling, bumbling around you're going to do, all the falls and get up, he already knows. How you know? He caught me in from the beginning. He ain't watching you do something, then write a diary. He already knows what you're going to do before you do it. By calling the end from the beginning. So all of the ways that you have, Yahweh already knows. At a time appointed, he'll have you bring it out. He'll have you show your hand what you really are. See? That's why you got to go out and watch the different pages of the book. So when things come out, you're supposed to have a clear understanding by saying what, Brother Nehemiah, 14th chapter. The 14th chapter, yeah. 14 there, Brother Nehemiah. See, this Bible is the greatest piece of literature here, and the seer knows that you got the right seal on it. Because whatever come out, it'll come out through the scripture. You ain't in no hurry to say nothing. You want to let them win the bump the gun contest, and we come up with some air. You put a scripture on it. Now, we ain't going to read the whole story because Jeroboam's son got sick. He told his wife and father's ears out, go find the man of Yahweh, the one that put me in this position. Find out by the hour. Come, he's sick. Matter of fact, taking something to see if he can get bribed. Taking a knife, something, heading eagle or something. So while he was doing all that great big talking, God was listening to him. Let's find who was listening to him in verse 5. 14 verse 5.
1 Kings 14 and verse 5. And it reads, and the Yahweh said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman.
Six.
And it was so when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings.
Ain't that something? You see that? So you think you be doing something, you be sitting around your house, and you be backbiting old tears, talking your talk, and you ride in the car, you just backbiting old tears. You know the old angel listening right at you? Do you know he listened to Rich and checking out? See that? You think, oh, you know that old seer, he had, you know, with his low down set. Yeah. Then we get a lot of fear. Stallone, Steve Stallone. Hallelujah, boy. Yeah. Hey, you're looking at you right there. Look at that. Ain't that something?
I wouldn't do that to you.
So you see, Yahweh got this thing covered. And I'm going to tell you something, how fast these angels report the matter, daughter Yahweh, 114 of Ezekiel. See, you got to understand that. When you a backbiter, murmur, and a complainer, and then you love to pass it on to others, don't you know the spirit of Yahweh is taking notes on you? And then once you come around and say, Shalom, Shir, Hallelujah, Yahweh, he said, there ain't that time. He said, backbiting the field of battle.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
But the angel be looking right at you and taking notes. What'd you read? What the read? What the read?
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 14.
Okay, come on, dog.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 14 reads, and the living creatures ran in the sky at the appearance of a small
Hey, darling, catch your microphone. Your microphone sounds like you are up on a flood or something.
Hallelujah, Kwan. Hallelujah, Kwan.
Hallelujah, Kwan. Sound good now. Read that again, 114. Ezekiel 1:14.
Ezekiel to 15.
14 again, 114.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
You hear them? The living creatures, the angels, they hear you rise, they go report that you lying, and they back in time to hear you keep on lying. Like a flash of lightning. They ain't got to call
for them.
They can go rip that with you, leave and go report on what you did, and come right back and hear you laugh them up. See that?
That goes for everybody.
They move just that quick, like a flash of lightning. They report on you and come right back and hear you laugh them up. See, and you laugh them up. And they just make notes on you. So they just make notes on you. Look what he says, Smith precept on that, daughter. Give me 33 verse 30 of Ezekiel. I need a precept on that. You remember, Brother Nehemiah, the Bible have all, you got to precept your Bible. Anybody stand before you, if they make a statement, then you say, yeah, sounds good, but what's the precept to back up that, what you just said? Then watch how they look like between 18 willow and like a deer eyes open when you see it, deer eyes open, and an 18 willow come and knock him on his butt. That's what happens. So when somebody tell you something about the Bible, if they don't have a precept of it, you know they is not sent from Yahweh. That's the game changer.
Hallelujah.
You all over the place. So remember, you say, yeah, that sounds pretty good. What's the precept? What? What you mean? So JNL, they ain't ready. They only do parakeet. They just passing on what they had already heard from grandma. Nobody know. See, you know JNL, what you say a word in. Yeah, they don't know how to precept the Bible. See, and they just gonna pass it on for what grandma said. Uncle Willie. But Uncle Willie said, that's all they're doing. See, you got to see, once you know these things, you'll be all right. You'll be all over the place if you don't. If they don't preach up your Bible, you don't get no other thing. So what we read?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30.
Yeah, one verse. What did it say?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 reads, also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against you by the wall and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the YHWH Yahuwah.
Good, daughter. So you see, the seal don't know, Jim can't see past his nose. But who watches every move you make? The great big angel.
You got them angels.
See that? The great big angel watch you when you backbite and murmur against those kids. He take note. The seal don't know nothing about it. But guess who do know about it? You just found out. See, Zeke didn't know that the people of Israel was backbiting, murmuring, complaining against him. He didn't know that. So who did know it? Our daughter Yahweh. Who did know
it? The angels.
According to what verse? 33, verse 30. See? According to the verse. The angel know exactly what you're doing when you sit around at your coffee table, backbiting, murmuring, and complaining. Then we get around the seal. Hello, seal. Yahweh be with you. You hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that? Get another precept on that. Let's get another precept on that one more. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's get a precept on that. Let's go to 1 Kings. Make it 2 Kings 6. Let's get another precept on that. Today, when I hear the six anointed count, go up precept in that Bible, because I listen to all of the camp teach. They let me hear all their teaching, but I'm still waiting to see what I need to see. Some precept. That's when I know it's time now to tell y'all why they get on point now. They precept in that Bible. Now, in 14 chapter 6 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, we just bring a story up to like this. Assyria was warned against the children of Israel. And the Assyrian got so mad, and he got a problem because every trap he set up to catch the children of Israel, try to beat their back real good, something always happened, and they escaped it. So he's saying, man, who is telling my plan? They're trying to a plan to catch them over here, like to get out of my hand. And I won't know. He's looking. I give you $10. Tell me who the spy is. Look, I got too much good traps to catch the children of Israel. And they always get away from me. He was down the hills now, mother. I got the dramatics out the way. Verse 12. 6:12. Come on, mother.
1 Kings 6:12.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay. 1 Kings 6:12. Concerning this family which thou art.
What do you read? Hold on, mother. Look at it real good. 2 Kings 6:12. Look at it real good. 2 Kings 6:12. Look at it real carefully.
Second Kings 6:12. Okay, it reads, and one of his servants said, nay, my Yahweh, O king, but Elisha, the seer that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel, the words that thou speakest in your bedchamber.
Ain't that something? You hear his name? He said, no, ain't no spy here, king. He said, well, you be laying there doing that old Barry White worldly on the pillow with your better ass. And you tell her, yeah, you know, mom, I'm going to whoop them over here for life real good. I'll lay a trap for him real good. So just anger. Is laying there listening to everything he's saying. The angel was listening to everything he was saying in the privacy of his bedroom, with the lights out. He be watching your kinky self with the lights out. You take the lights out, but the lights ain't out in his eyes. Verse 13.
And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dalton.
Hold that for a day. So you're always going to have a snitch. You're always going to have a snitch somewhere. Kind of snitch told him where those seals was at. Oh, snitch. Oh, y'all tell me what that man is that's talking all that good talk and he's going to snitch. You all going to have old snitch somewhere. See that? Mm. What happened next?
Verse 14. Therefore send he hither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. 15.
So they found out where the man of Yahweh was at. And they came by night. They came by night to surprise him. And that's how they rode. The most snitch. So they came by night. Surround the place by night. Night was dark. What happened next?
15. And when the servant of the man of Yahweh was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do?
We're in trouble. Whole city is surrounded, and they got their big swords and everything. They come to whoop us. They come to whoop you, really. He said, what should we do? So he said, so you have them all. They gonna look at things. What should we do? Now I got a precept there. Let's see what Yahweh said out there. Let's see can help the whole city out. I know you know you're holding something, yellow. I know you're holding some good stuff. But help those figure out on this. Let's see if we do a little precepting on this. Let's go to Judges chapter 7. Let's precept a little bit. Come back there in a minute, mother. Keep a mark in that, mother. Come back. We're going to do a little precepting right now in the book of Judges chapter 7. The question he asked, what should we do? Is that correct? Yeah, that's correct. I can't get no Hallelujah. Let's see what did Yahweh say behind that. He said, what should we do? Let's look it up. Verse 3.
Judges chapter 7, verse 3.
Yeah,
now, therefore, Judges chapter 7, verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. Oh my
God. Yeah. So you see that? He said, what should we do? He said, if you are afraid of what getting ready to happen, go ahead and answer grandma's call. I hear grandma calling. Go see grandma one. The business that we're doing lighting the children of Israel and scattered. This is big business. You got to be prepared to do this thing. Because you're going to have people come at you from all walks of life because you're going to shape in the mind and showing them that what you've been taught is not correct according to the Bible. Big Dignitary is going to chew nails talking to you. You know, be growling at you. So if you're fearful, you're supposed to just back away from this and find the religion that that tell you just believe on Jesus and everything gonna be all right. Yeah. This is what you're doing now. You're shaping the mind. The people understand that you've been taught wrong, and it's a price to pay. So when you're fearful, go hide out. See? Go hide out. Don't discourage the one that's trying to go forward. You just go hide out yourself up on the bed. Now, let me ask you a question. What can we do? Hey, master. He said, what can we do? People are everywhere. They got horses. They got they tripped out. They banged out. They swore. They don't surround us. Now, Hosea just listened to him. Now, come on back, mother. Let's see what he says in verse 16. Got your mark already there in 2 Kings 6:16. But you won't know from the seer, what can we do? What do you say, mother? 6:16.
Yes. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Right, that something. You hear the man say it? He said, wait a minute, my servant. Don't fear, because you see all these numbers. You see all these big organizations everywhere. Look at our numbers. We got comfortable seats. We got air conditioning. We got everything going for us. You know we're on the right track. Yeah, worldly, but not spiritual. On the right track. Verse 17.
17. And Elisha prayed and said, Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw and beheld the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha.
You see, and you know what, we can talk the way we talk, because we know the same thing. If you talk this Bible, the same thing around those here today. Now, you need to worry about taking numbers. Taking numbers is all up to what? I know what verse 17 is saying. See, when you're doing Yahweh's business, he said, I'm with you. See, that's the point. When you're doing Yahweh's business, I'm with you. But you got to be first doing Yahweh's business. That's enough of that. We ain't gonna make a meal out of that. You make a meal out of that, but here's the point. When you're doing Yahweh's business, he's with you. If you're not doing Yahweh's business, he's not with you. I bet it's a matter of day thing.
Hallelujah.
There's a precept on that. Elements of care. A precept on that. Let's go to the St. John 14:14. Let's get a precept on that. If you with Yahweh, he with you. And if you not with Yahweh, he's not with you. How that sound? Now, the big thing in church is on a precept on that. Get a precept on that. Go to St. John chapter 14:14. Down in verse 18. Elder, Mr. Kell. Take and listen real carefully what the elder getting ready to bring out. St. John 14:14 down to verse 18. But you got to be listening real carefully. St. John 14, verse 14 down to verse 18. Listen very carefully what the elder getting ready to bring out.
St. John chapter 14, reading verses 14 to verse 18.
14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. First five books, Torah instructions. 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Mm-hmm. Now read verse 14 and 15 real good. One more time. I'm going to ask a question.
Reading 14 and 15 of St. John, chapter 14. 14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
So he says, you can ask me anything in my name. But if you love me, you will keep my laws, statutes, and commandments. Now, you put that on the table to the Father so he can take his place. Then he said something to him in the next verse. Now, I want to know if anybody catch the next verse. By you doing 14 and 15, you will activate verse number 16. Listen up. Come on.
16. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Now, what he said, he'll do, but what you got to do for him to put a prayer into to the Father. Remember, he's on earth at that time. So he's telling the Father, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do for you. You know what I'm saying? Now, once you do this, this is what I'm going to do for you. Now, who going to take that? And who going to take that right there? Now, who going to take that? What is he saying? What is he saying?
He said, "If we keep his commandments, then he will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever."
If we do what?
Keep his commandments, laws, statutes, and commandments. He will pray the Father.
Suppose we don't.
He's not going to give us another comforter.
Oh, so you see that? So you see he's saying, you got to do something for him to do something. That's like going to a job. Oh, I got a job. I work 40 hours. But I ain't going in, but I got the job. Even the bottom said, well, you expecting a paycheck? Yeah. Well, how you going to take a paycheck if you don't do no work? You don't come and do no work. That same thing, you see, what else messed us up is to us the three religions have messed us up. Well, you ain't got to do nothing now. All you got to do is believe on Jesus. But he just said to the one that can take his place, I tell you what, if you do 14 and 15, this is what I'll do. But But you got to do 14 and 15 for me to do 16. So if you don't do 14 and 15, what do you got coming? Let's get a precept on that, Daughter Yahweh. Let's get a precept on that in Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 10. Let's get a precept on that, Daughter Yahweh, 13, verse 10. So he's telling you, listen, if you do this, this is what I'll do. See? Let's get a precept on that in 13, verse 10. Daughter Yahweh, what it say in Jeremiah 13, verse 10. Daughter of Yahweh, 13, verse 10.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 13. Chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, and walk after other Yahweh to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing."
I don't know why this is going on.
You're the man saying, so saying, if you do this, then I'll pray to the Father. But this people is such an evil people, they refuse to hear my word. But they got so much communication with him, but they ain't doing none of the man saying. So I don't see how that line up with the Bible. How you were asking something, and he just told you, if you do 14 and 15, then what he'll do. But if you don't do 14 and 15, he ain't going to do 16. That's plain to me. Anybody want to get a fear of hallelujah on that?
Pray hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
That's plain to me. That's not a job. Yeah, you won't put your 40 hours in. And you get your paycheck. Well, I won't put no 40 hours in. I want my paycheck. Well, you don't get a paycheck. And if you're telling me you're not going to get no part of a paycheck, you get the credit, then you don't come on the punish no more. You understand that? Or why you can't understand you got to do something for Yahweh to respond for you doing? He said, if you do this, get what he did. But you leave out 14 and 15, and now you got this perfect relationship with him. According to your mouth. Now I look at the Bible and say, wait a minute, according to the Bible, that don't work. See? That don't work. Because I'm going to precept that to Brother Nehemiah, to Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to precept when you say, see, when you said something to those seers, I'm going to precept that. Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10.
Proverbs chapter 28, verses 9 and verse 10. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Verse 10. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession.
Verse 9 again, from audio from Nehemiah. Listen to it, 28, verse 9 again.
Proverbs 28 and 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
So, if you're not keeping laws, statutes, and commandments the way he just said, your prayer is a bombing to Yahweh and ain't getting past your ankle. Your prayer is not getting past your ankle. The wise man in the world says, if you're not keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments, your prayer is not getting past your ankle. Oh, I don't know why I can't get a hallelujah on that. I can't get nothing out of this class, not tonight.
Hallelujah.
What? You're the man saying. Now, precept that, the St. John 9:31. And it's preached up there on the right side of the book. So all the lone prayer warriors, and you're not doing laws, and commandments, it's an answer for you from the story after it's read in St. John 9:31. It's an answer for you according to the Bible. It's not my answer. It's the answer where he gives those tears to put on tape. You're not keeping laws, statutes, and the commandments. In St. John 9:31, what he said, Brother Levi, what was said in 9:31 St. John?
John 9:31. Now we know that Yahweh heareth not sinners. But if a man be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him he heareth.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Read that again.
John 9:31. Now we know that Yahweh heareth not sinners. But if a man be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him he hears.
What is his will? What is his will? And the angel going to come out of heaven and tell, he going to tell David Yahweh's will. What is his will when you preach up your Bible in 40 verse 8? What is his will in Psalm 40 verse 8? What is his will, Brother Nehemiah? He said, you do his will, he hear you. But what is his will that we can read? What about 40 verse 8 and 1,000? He come to angel out of heaven and tell David, hey, David, are you the man of the hour right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put down Yahweh's will. 40 verse 8.
Psalm 40 and verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Yea, thy law is within my mind.
So what is Yahweh's will? Brother Nehemiah.
Yahweh's will is that we...
40 verse 8. Just repeat 40 verse 8. After the word. Repeat that. Read that again.
Psalms 40 and verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Yea, thy law is within my mind.
So his will is keep the law, statutes, and commandments.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So now that's what you're doing, Yahweh's will. Then he'll tell you, ask him something. So when you're doing Yahweh's will, and his will is keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Then he say, ask me something. But you got to make sure you're doing his will. Like you make sure your job is the boss man's will. And when you do the boss man's will, he tell you so far, you know, for your, how y'all got it now, and your check be transferred to the bank and all that kind of stuff that you got now. You see, get in line and get your paycheck. So you get your will once you do the boss will. Can I get a hallelujah
for all
that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's a double hallelujah.
When you're doing what he can read you doing, then you're doing his will. Right?
Hallelujah.
Huh? So now, double Yahweh. And 1 John chapter 2. Now, Make sure you're sitting down when you read. Make sure to know you're sitting down.
Man.
When we read 1 John chapter 2, Dolly's going to pick it up at verse number 1, down to verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
1 John on the right side of the book, chapter 2, Dolly Yahweh. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1 John chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4.
Then we're going to read verse 5 after you read 1 through 4. I want to comment, then we'll read verse 5. they will be off and running again.
1 John chapter 2, verse 1 through 4 and 5. Verse 1 reads, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahuwah, his Son, the righteous." Verse 2. "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Verse 3. "And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Said, I know him and keep not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him."
What? He that says, "I know Yahweh, I have a personal relationship with Yahweh, and don't keep his laws, statutes, and commandments," they are what? Daughter?
A liar, and the truth is not in him or her.
Ain't that something? So if you're not keeping Yahweh's laws, statutes, and the commandments, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. That's why you watch everybody from the page of the book. You ain't keeping no laws, no statutes, and the commandments, but you got a personal relationship with him. You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. I'm being a parakeet. I'm repeating what verse 4. Verse 5.
St. John chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "But whoso keepeth his word, in him truly is the love of Yahuwah perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Yahuwah."
Verse 6
reads, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 reads, "He that saith he abideth in Yahuwah ought himself also to walk even as Yahuwah walked."
So you got to have your walk got to be right. Are you a liar? He said, say you know him and you ain't keeping laws, statutes, and commandments, you're a liar. He said, your walk got to be right. So now, what do you mean by that? Your walk got to be right. Go to 2 John 1, verse 6, darling. Find what he mean by that. Your walk got to be right. He said, so all you got to do is watch who running the mouth about how I love my sweet Jesus. Yes. But you love by what? Not by your walk. That's why I say you got to understand something happened, and we're getting ready to read it shortly. Something happened. We're going to find out what happened. 2 John 1, verse 6.
2 John chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "And this is love, that we walk after Yahuwah's commandment. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it."
Oh, yeah? What do we hear from the beginning, darling, in 1 verse 3 of Genesis? From the beginning? What was said in the beginning, darling? Genesis 1 verse 3. What was said in the beginning?
The book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 reads, "And the Yahuwah said, let there be light, and there was light."
Mm-hmm. So he said, let it be light, and there was. 2 verse 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3 reads, "And the Yahuwah blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which the Yahuwah created and made."
Uh-huh. So Yahuwah wants you to walk in his Sabbath day. Huh? He wants you to walk in his Sabbath day. That's what he said. So you got to be walking in his Sabbath day. That's love of Yahweh, that's the walk. When you walk in his Sabbath day. But when is that? When is that?
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
So when you in Yahweh's will, then you walk in his Sabbath day. Come down Friday, come down Saturday. Now you in his will. Now he'll make it plain, daughter. Then he'll say something real plain, daughter. First John 3:22. Then he said something real plain, daughter. 1 John 3:22.
The book of 1 John. The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 22. Verse 22 reads, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Yahweh, because we keep Yahweh's commandments and do those things that are pleasing in Yahweh's sight.
He needs to ask you something. What did he pull that from? For the mob, daughter. Mark 11:22-26. What did he pull that from? He had to pull that from somewhere. Mark 11:22-26.
The book of Mark 11:22-26. Verse 22 reads, in Yahweh the Son answering saith unto them, have faith in Yahweh the Father. Verse 23.
Hold
but
that point,
I say unto you.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Read that verse again, daughter.
Son answering said unto them, have faith in Yahweh.
Oh, yeah? What's that supposed to mean, Brother Nehemiah? Romans 10:17. What that supposed to mean? Have faith in Yahweh. Huh? I believe. Yeah? What that mean when you preach up your Bible in Romans 10:17? What that supposed to mean?
Romans what?
10:17.
6:17.
Yeah. Romans 10:17. What that supposed to mean? Have faith in Yahweh. What that supposed to mean? Check the Bible and see what that supposed to mean in Romans 10:17.
Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh.
Oh, to have faith in Yahweh, that means you got to do what? Hear his word. Then you got to be a 2/3 king of Romans after you hear the word. Brother Nehemiah. You got to be a Romans 2:13. So faith come by hearing the word of Yahweh. And after you hear the word, what's got to happen next there? Brother Nehemiah and Romans 2:13.
Romans 2:13. For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
So you just can't have faith, like the Christian church tell you, you got faith. But you hear the word, but you're not a word of the word. You got to be a word of the word.
You got to be a doer.
Got to be a doer. Can't be, well, I hear it. Okay, but what happened to the doing part? And what the doing part of it is, Elder and Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. What is the doing part of his word? Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. What is the doing part? Jesus can't hear the word. Oh, I believe, I believe. Yeah, okay, but when you going to do the word? Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, Elder, Mr. Tim, Israel, deliver. And Mother be up here.
Book of Romans.
I meet you over here, I meet you with Yahweh the Son's brother, who was cutting up all the information when he was growing up. And John chapter 1, man. Hey, Mother, have me First John chapter 1 waiting on me, verse 22. Down to verse 25. Tell me, James chapter 1, 22 down to verse 25. Hey, Mother, have that waiting on me. Have that waiting on me, Mother, be up here, prayer. Have me,
you
James
said
chapter 1. Hold on, Mother, be up here, prayer. Have me, first, well, James chapter 1. Pick up verse 21 down to verse 25. Have me James chapter 1, 21 to 25. I had that waiting on so chapter Hey, look at this. What it says in book of Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3? What it say?
Book of Romans, chapter 12. Reading verses 1 to 3. 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to Yahweh has dealt to every man that measures of faith.
So, they'll say, well, my mind is on the 6th and on the 10th. Well, my mind is right there. But Yahweh says, he care less about your mind. He wants your 21. What did Yahweh tell Paul for the Galatians? We're not going to read 1:16. He was raised in the womb to tell you it ain't about what your mind is about. What in 21? Elder, wow. Going to Romans 21, Elder. What do you want, Elder? You know, they'll say, well, my mind is always on the class, on all of the 6 anointed camp. My mind is always with y'all. What do you want, Elder?
Okay.
Romans 21, what do you say?
One says, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
Well, no, I'm going to have my mind on the clay. Is that what Yahweh is saying, Elder? I want my mind going to be on the clay. Yahweh said, I'll kill us by your mind. Your body will be the living sacrifice. Your body. That is your reasonable service. You know why we say that? Here's Yahweh in 8, 1, and 2, Elder. Let's see what he did in 8, 1, and 2. Let's see if he make his mind. He was on the Mount of Olives, according to St. John 8, 1, and 2. Let's see if he sent his mind down to the place that he should have been at. Let's see what he says in St. John 8, 1, and 2. What do you say, Elder? 8, 1, and 2 of St. John.
In the book of St. Book of St. John, chapter 8, reading verses 1 and 2. 1 says, Yahweh the Son went unto the Mount of Olives. 2, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
You see that? I want with all that power we got, he don't want got the power to his mind, man. But he leads by example. He took his body to the temple. He don't say, well, I just only show up on feet days and my mind be there all the time. What your mind got to do with it? Yahweh could send it. If anybody could send their mind with Yahweh. But he got up and sent his what? Hey, yo, what did Yahweh send according to 8, 1, and 2? His body. He got up from the Mount of Olives by 2 miles away from the temple and started making his move. So you better than Yahweh. He can, if anybody can send their mind, it is him. He didn't send his mind to the temple. He got up and sent his body to the
chip. 27. 21.
Hallelujah. 27. See, what he did, he sent his body there. But you say, I'm going to send, my mind is always with. My mind is always with the six and on the ten. Yes? But that's contrary to Yahweh's word. Yahweh said, follow him by eight. He got up, came 70 miles. He came 68 miles first and stopped and just informed all his disciples. Then as the sun was dawning in, he got up and took his body to the temple. And what he do in 21, 37, and 38, Elder or Luke, then what he got? Then what he start doing, Elder? And Luke 21, 37, 38, what he start doing, Elder?
Okay, in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke, looking at chapter 21, verses 37 and verse number 38. Luke. Chapter 21, 37 says, and in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. 38, and all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him.
All the people, I wonder why they didn't put their mind. Oh, well, I'm going to stay home on my mind is on the 6th and on the camp and walk down the street. Like, y'all, what I'm trying to say about your mind. If you going to follow me, you're going to do exactly what I do. If you want to see my paycheck seriously, you got to do what I did. He led by example what he did. If anybody can say my mind will be there, it's him. But he led by example. Oh. If that's the case, daughter, that's the case, we got to find out how we get shipwrecked. What happened to make us get shipwrecked? What happened? Let's go to Revelation chapter 1, daughter Yahweh. We got to find out what, why is we shipwrecked? Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. And 8 and 9. Hey, Daughter Yahweh. What happened? How have we shipwrecked? Let's find out, Daughter Yahweh. Revelation chapter 1. Then skip down to verse 8 and 9. Let's find out why have we shipwrecked. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Then skip down to verse 8 and 9. Daughter Yahweh, deliver.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1. In verse 9, verse 3 reads, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verse 8. I am the Yahweh, the beginning and the end, said the Yahweh, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Yahweh the Son, was in the isle called, that is called Patmos, for the word of Yahweh the Father and for the testimony of Yahweh his Son.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Brother Nehemiah, you looked at anything the daughters ignore after in the nation. Because that's the Greek word saying, I'm the first and I'm the last. See, we know the Greeks wasn't talking at that time in terms of Esau. See, daughter is so learned, she forgets that she's dealing with people that need to be dressed up again. They are buck so heavy. And so how do you ignore apple and omega? Because them Greek words just slid it in there. Only mean the first and the last. See, it's about daughter being so learned, she forgets that you're dealing with people that ain't got a clue about the true teaching of the Bible. And they're going to read apple and omega in there. And when you do the research, that's a Greek word that they're fleeing in there, meaning the same thing daughter read. I'm the first and I'm the last. So daughter know how to ignore that, like you ignore Lord God and Jesus, Jehovah and Jireh Nisi. Okay? But see, we got to realize these people here is in bad shape. They'll look in the eye for flowers. They use the apple in the nation. Y'all, we know them Greek words that you don't see it in there, meaning the first and the last. Yeah. That's why I said we got to come now. It's no question about it. We got to come now. Who's going to do Mother Day of Israel? Who going to do the 94:16? That's why we got to find out through the scripture. Who going to do the 94:16? Hey, Mother, be up Israel. We got to find out. Who will do Psalms 94:16? We must find out. Who will do Psalms 94:16? We got to find out, Mother. Be up Israel. And what do we say?
Psalms 94.
Mother. Yeah. Verse 16. Yeah, but what do we say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me, or raise up for mm-hmm. me against the mm-hmm. evildoers? Or who yeah. will stand up for me against the workers of sin?
So the question he asked, who's going to do it? 32, 2, and 3 and Numbers. Please tell Mom. Number 32, 2 and 3. He asked me the question, who gonna step up and, you know, set the game up against the evildoers? I don't even wanna know who gonna do it. Who's gonna step up? I really wanna know. Where is that number 32, 2 and 3, Mother Dear of Israel? I don't wanna know who gonna step up.
Number 33.
22. Verse 23.
Numbers chapter 33, verse
32, 23.
Numbers 32. 32, 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh. And be sure, your sins will find you out.
Yep.
Your
sin gonna find you out. You gonna do Yahweh's bidding. It's gonna show up. It's
going to
show up in your
demeanor.
Hallelujah.
Until how we know it's going to show up? You know how we know
it's going to show up on you? Let's look at 1 Samuel 16. Mother, you have to be a prayer. That's how we know your sins are going to show up. What I'm saying? 1 Samuel 16. That your sins going to find you out. What is we going to be looking at? What please we going to be looking at to know your sins have found you out? In the 16th chapter, Mother dear of Israel, verse 14 and 15, 1 Samuel 16, 14 and 15. What does that have, Mother dear of Israel?
1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14. But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him. 15. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubles you.
You see that? But they recognize it. So when you catch a person in your midst, a murmur, a backbiter, complainer, and always all over the place, then you look in the Bible and see an evil spirit from Yahweh troubling me. Because how we know? Because it's troubling you, because we know if you doing Yahweh's will, 5:22, Mother, the precept in Galatians. 5:22. So when somebody's in your midst, all that come out their mouth is murmuring, backbiting. Huh? All they do is murmur and backbite and complain. And point the finger, but ain't got no scripture with a precept to back up nothing they say. You know what's troubling. Galatians 5:22, Mother D.F. Israel, deliver.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
You see that? So if you see the total opposite in an individual, then what kind of conclusion we supposed to come up with, Brother Neil, or Brother Nehemiah, according to 1 Samuel 16, 14, and 15, what kind of conclusion if we don't see Galatians 5:22 and nobody you communicate with? What kind of conclusion we must come up with according to 1 Samuel 16, 14, and 15, Brother Nehemiah? What kind of conclusion we supposed to have? Nehemiah?
1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. But the spirit of the Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Yahweh troubled him. Verse 15. And Saul's servants said unto him, behold, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubles you.
So, if you're in the company, Brother Nehemiah, of an individual, male or female, and all that come out of their mouth is backbiting, murmuring, and complaining, what's really going on in their life, according to 1, 14, 15? What's really going on, according to verse 1, 14, 15? What you going to pull out of them verses of what's really going on in your life? According to 1, look at the book now. What God you going to pull out that when you around company, All that come out their mouth is murmuring, backbiting, complaining. What you will reach and pull out on 1 Samuel 1:14-15 for the national order to be edified. What you pull out of that? Nehemiah?
You mean 1 Samuel 16:14?
No, what you pull out of verse 14-15? I repeat again. You in the midst of somebody can be male or female. And all that come out their mouth is murmuring, backbiting, and complaining. What in verse 14 and 15 you going to put out to the pit stage on what they really own? What in that verse, if you're going to look directly at, that you can say, oh, this is really going on with them, according to verse 14 and 15. What did you look at in that verse that you're going to pull out?
Well,
out of that?
I will pull out the...
According to verse 14 and 15 now.
I will pull out that an evil spirit is from Yahuwah is troubled him.
An evil spirit from Yahuwah is troubled. See, once you understand this book, then we in business. We're going to Revelation. Come back to Revelation. So we found out that he was on the Isle of Patmos. Did we read what was he there for? Hey, daughter Yahuwah, come back to Revelation again. Why was he on the Isle of Patmos for one reason? So we found out he was locked up in the penitentiary and the angel came to him. He was in penitentiary there, daughter. But what was the reason he was there? See, sometimes people have to be put off in places they don't want to be. He was there for one reason, but not to be disturbed. For what reason that we can read he was there? He was there for what reason that we can read? Read verse 9.
Revelation. Revelation is chapter 1, verse 9. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
Yep.
Verse 9 reads, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Yahuwah the Son, was in the isle of called Patmos for the word of Yahuwah the Father and for the testimony of Yahuwah his Son.
Oh, so that's what he was there. But he was there for the testimony of Yahuwah. He wasn't there for your testimony. He was there for Yahuwah the Son's testimony. No, let's take care of Ma and Clancy. We'll take all that. So remember, he was there for Yahuwah's testimony. That's big. That's real big. He was there for your testimony. He was there for Yahuwah the Son's testimony. Now, that's a big thing. Now, remind me in class tomorrow to get it next for us, because time going they followed up. See, you should remember that he was there for Yahuwah's testimony, not his testimony. You just keep that in mind. We'll take care of tomorrow in class. And okay. If you remind me of. Now, so that's the way he was there. Okay, good. No question about it. Now, daughter, how he was there. Now, what was going on in the 16th chapter? Make it the 13th chapter. We're going to read a little bit of the 13th chapter. Then we're going to get warmed up in the 13th chapter. Now, he was there for the testimony of Yahuwah the Son. That's why he was there now. Let me ask a question. Why do we not know what we know? What is the problem? Go to the 13th chapter, figure verse 1, daughter. We're going to read a little bit to get our point. End time prophecy, and he's writing the hereafter, according to 1:17-19. Revival closed in 96 A.D. Any statement made after 96 A.D. is from Satan to death. Keep that in mind, but that's another lesson too. So in 13 chapter, daughter, let's read a little bit, particularly verse number 1. 13 of Revelation, verse 1.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Then I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy."
Hold that point. Hold that point, daughter. He saw a beast rising from the sea. Right? That what we heard. Hey, yo. We still to Ecclesiastes chapter 4 about what do you mean by a beast? A beast rising up. What are you talking about? What are you talking about here? You said a beast. Rise up. Praise the beast. And the book of Ecclesiastes, Elder, I want to find out what that means by a beast. But right now, we start thinking about that one-eyed Satan. Here we go, thinking about one-eyed Satan now. Some old beast, some old black love, dark jello. Here we go, that's how our mind is. What is this beast that we can read in the fourth chapter? Let's see. We're going to find out what is this beast that raised his head up. But I'm struggling right now to find out about this beast. I'm over in the Ecclesiastes, Elder. And what I want to know, it's about this beast, but I want to read it. But I'm feeling right now.
There's a man.
About this beast. Now, we don't hear no conversation on your scripture, Mother. You're not here to find nobody by saying that. You're here to find by showing the scripture.
I'm talking to myself.
What about Ecclesiastes 3:19?
Okay, let's see what it says. We look and find 318. Let's see what it says 318. What about 318?
I said 3:19. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18.
Yeah, what about 318? What about 318?
Okay, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18 says, "I said in my mind concerning thee, a state of the sons of men, that Yahweh the Father might manifest them, and they might see that they themselves are beasts."
Oh! So who he calling the beast there? So he said he saw a beast rise up the sea. It wasn't Dracula, it was who?
A man.
Ain't that stuff? You see the Bible saying? He was a man.
Yeah.
He was a man. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Man.
Hallelujah.
It was a man. Oh, so now we on track. So this beast is a man. Now read verse 19.
19 says, "For that which befallen the sons of men, befallen beasts, even one thing befallen them, as one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they all have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above the beast. For all is vanity."
So man hath no preeminence over beast. So this man is depicted as a beast. And so now we're going to precept that Mother G. of Israel. Find out in 15 chapter of Jeremiah, Mother D of Israel. We're going to preach that. Give me Jeremiah 15, 1 down to verse. See, remember, when you edifying the national audience, remember, in Brother Nehemiah, give me 4:11 and 1 Peter again, Brother Nehemiah 4:11.
First Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion.
You
got to
do what? On the top of verse 11. These
First Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If
Good.
Any man minister,
when you speak the God of Yahweh, what are you doing? You're glorifying him.
Yeah.
You're glorifying him. This is all about glorifying him. So when you speak, all the speak from his word, then what we're doing, find him. And it's all about. This thing is all about one thing, glorifying him. Because he's the one going to write the spirit to paycheck. So you ask yourself, did you glorify me? No, I didn't glorify you. Did you speak to all of the Yahweh? No, I spoke to the top of my mind. But no, you don't do that. Now, you glorify me by putting a verse on the text. Then you glorify me. Case in point, Mother D of Israel, Jeremiah 15:1-3. Look.
Jeremiah 15:1-3. Then says Yahweh to me, through Moses, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. Verse 2, and it shall come to pass, if they say unto you, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus says Yahweh, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to captivity. Verse 3. And I will appoint over them four kinds, said Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dog to tear, and the fowl of the heavens, and the beast of the earth to devour, and destroy.
Yahweh is saying, if you're not going to keep what I in this book, I'm going to appoint over you four kinds. And the spirit they're going to have when they get you is going to be four kinds. Who want to read the spirit they're going to have over you? Who want to read the four kinds? Well, hold on. Four kinds that's going to be over you by not obeying what you got to read inside. Four kinds. What is these four kinds? I want to call out the four kinds of things.
The sword to slay.
One.
And the dogs to tear.
No, two.
And the fowls of the heaven.
Three.
And the beasts of the earth to devour and to and destroy.
Who are the beasts of the earth? According to 318, who are the beasts of the earth?
So
man's job that Yahweh have appointed over you, he going to have the spirit of 40 times. He going to have a spirit of a war, of a dog, owl, or a beast. So that's what will happen because of what reason, L, in Revelation 2, verse 4 and 5, why? Why is it going to happen? Remember, John was on the Isle of Patmos. Why is it going to happen to us, L? Let's go to Revelation 2, verse number 3 through 5. Why is this going to happen to these people of the book? The angel's telling John why it's going to happen. But he tell you how you get your get back card if you take it. Revelation 2, 3, 4, and 5. What does it say?
Revelation 2, reading 3, 4, and 5. 3 says, and has born and has patience, and for my father's and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left my first love. 5, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent.
Oh. He said, thou, you have left your first love. He said, your only way out of this, you got to do what? Repent. I can't forget you, because you have left your first love. He said, the only way out of it, you got to repent. He said, I got some against you, because you left your first love. And the only way you get out of it, you got to repent. What is your first love that we can read? You left. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3, He said, I got some against you. You left your first love. He's all the way out of you got to repent. Rebecca 2 and 3. 1, 2, and 3. L, Mr. Peter. What do you mean by you don't left your first love? What was your first love? Rebecca 2 and 3. 1, 2, and 3.
Book of Leviticus 23, verses 1, 2, and 3. 1 says, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 2, speak unto the family of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be a righteous convocation. Even those are my feast. 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwelling.
24:1-8. Who's he telling this to? 24:1-8. Hey, yo, who's he telling this to in the 24th chapter, 1-8? He's talking to the whole world. 24:1-8.
Book of Leviticus. Looking at chapter 24, reading verses 1 and verse number 8. 1 says, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 8, every Sabbath he shall set in order before the Yahweh continually, being taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sabbath is Friday, sundown to Saturday, sundown.
That's right. That's
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night, sundown, Saturday night, sundown off.
In the book of Exodus, in the 31st chapter, looking at verses 1 and verse number 12. 1 says, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 12, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
and Yahweh spake unto Moses again. What he said in 13 down to verse 18, what did he say to Moses?
Verses 13 to 18. Verse number 13 says, speak also unto the family of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Yahweh that doeth sanctify you. 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall be surely put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that thou shalt be cut off from among his people. 15. 6 days may work be done, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to the Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall be surely put to death. 16. Wherefore the family of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. 17. It is a sign between me and the children and the family of Israel forever. For 6 days the Yahweh had made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. 18. He gave unto Moses when he had made an end of communing with him. And up on Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of Yahweh.
It's like you go on your job and you work for 40 hours, man. They're giving you your cloth and your net on it. You see the cloth and net, but you don't see the cloth sitting there on it. What do you do with your check? How would that make you feel if you got a check and you don't have your cloth sitting there on it? On the company market, what's on the ticket? Down there, boss, net, money and all that. But you know it's down at the bottom, the ball signature on that. So what do you do if you don't have a ball signature on it? Got your check, but the ball signature's not on. What do you do? Just sit back and just drink some herbal juice? What do you do? What do you do? Who announced that? You got a check, and the boss has not, his signature is not on it for the company you work at and his signature. What do you do with that check? What do you do, period? Your mouth. What do you do? You know? Answer, huh? What do you do? You don't have the person that you work for. You ain't got his John Doe on. What did you do? Who won't answer that? Will I won't answer that? Crickets, kind of like crickets, you know. Five. I wonder what to do. What you're going to do is going to raise hell. You raise all the hell. Hey, why you didn't sign you? I can't cash the check. You ain't sign your, you ain't sign your name on it. You gave me 5 hours. I ain't got my name on it. You ain't got your name on it. You ain't got to come down with, I can't cash this.
Yeah. You're going to raise a bunch of hell then.
Yeah. Y'all while trying to settle this. He put his signature on. He put his signature on the Saturday. Let you know this is what he approved of. Saturday, he signed the Saturday. This is what he approved of. Imagine you can work 40 hours and you ain't got no signature of company or your boss name on it. I bet you a squeal in, you'll sound like a bunch of smaller out to get that check back to that boss, to whoever gave you that check. Won't you do that? That's why it's going to 7 days. Three tell times. Brother Nehemiah and the closing statement, Brother Nehemiah coach, going to 34th chapter. Next up to get the closing statement. See, try and get away. Look at that TC. See, if we ain't going to cut you off, you can continue. Well, we don't want to continue. We're going to cut off at the regular time. You're not too much glad you did.
Yes,
I did. The reason why we've done that, kill you from the ball. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. In 34th chapter there, Brother Nehemiah in the closing statement, Brother Nehemiah. And 34, what do it say in verse number 7? Let's read a little bit. Exodus 34, verse 7. We're going to read a little bit. We'll read down to verse 10 and close the text. What did it say that, brother? Nehemiah?
Exodus chapter 34, verses 7 through 10. 7 says, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving sin and transgression and sin, and there will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the families of children, and to the third and to the fourth generation. Verse 8, and Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Verse 9, and he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Yahuwah, let my Yahuwah, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Verse 10, and he said, behold, I make a covenant before all the people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Yahuwah. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to do something marvelous with y'all that I ain't never done with no other nation. I'm going to do something marvelous with y'all. And what I'm going to do, Moses, tell them, I haven't done this with any other nation. He's going to do something marvelous with the children. Then he said in verse 10, I haven't done this with any other nation. Huh? Brother Nehemiah, quote and take to the front part of Saturday, then clock come on.
Okay. Quote and take Joshua 24:14-15. Now therefore fear the Yahuwah and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the Yahuwahs which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Yahuwah. 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Yahuwah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the Yaquas, which your father served, that were on the other side of the flood, the Yaquas of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve Yaquah. Hallelujah, Yaquah. Hallelujah, Yaquah. Hallelujah,
Yaquah. Hallelujah,
Yaquah. So you go put in there, all they serve was false Yaquah. But they serve was false. All they serve was false. Now, look what WTC said. The elder, I'm going to cut him off behind that, but he just said, he ain't got no clothes. He said, well, your radio station, what can I find? So, Mother D.F. Israel. You never do something marvelous with them that I never done with anybody else. What is that he talking about in verse 27, 20? Tango? Verse 27? 28, Mother D.F. Israel, deliver. Mother D.F. Israel, deliver. Exodus 34, 27, and 28. What do you have done with any other nation that we can read? Verse 27 and 28. What
did
you say that, Mother
D.F. Israel? Exodus 34. You say 34?
Yes,
I can't hardly
hear you. Yes, hallelujah,
it's going off.
Verse 27, 28, Mother.
Exodus 34, 27. And Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. 28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
He said, after 10 of these words, we'll make a covenant. So if you're not doing a 10 of these words, you're not in the covenant with him. He said, by the 10 of these words, I'm going to enter in a covenant with you, Moses, and Israel. So you gotta ask yourself, are you in the covenant of after 10 of these words? Huh? You're going to find out. You're going to find out you're in the 10 of these words. See, by the 10 of these words, you enter into a covenant with Yahweh. Now, Mother Dear of Israel, we go on to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4-5. And remember, by the 10 of these words, that you can be Israelite descent, but if you keep the covenant with him according to the 10 of these words, Ezekiel 20, verse 4-5. 10
through 12
and closing statement, Mother D.F. Israel.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter 20, 4, 5, 10 through 12 and closing statement, now, Mother D.F. Israel.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4, will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. Verse 5, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, YHWH.
Hallelujah.
You found $10 verse 12?
Verse 12.
10, 11 and 12.
You say go to what?
10, verse 10.
Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. Go down to 12.
11.
And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them.
Get down to verse 19 and 20 in the closing statement, Mother B of Israel.
Verse 19, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20, and hallow my Sabbath, and thou shalt be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
the sign is,
keep the Sabbath. I'm down Friday. Can he know that you are one of
his? For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
St. John chapter 1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh the Father, and the Word was Yahweh the Son. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning, Yahweh the Son with Yahweh the Father. Verse 3. All things were made by him, Yahweh the Son. And without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. In him, Yahweh the Son, was life, and the life was the light of man. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah.
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 So we covered a whole lot of good bases in can you read verse 14 with Moses chapter 3? Verse 14.
That scripture again.
First John. St. John, chapter 1.
St. John, you read 1 through 4. I want you to read verse 14 and kick up to verse number 11.
Okay, I'm reading St. John, chapter 1. Uh-huh.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14, what it say?
St. John,
chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his honor, the honor as of the only begotten of the Father, full of compassion and truth."
And what do you do in verse 11, though?
1 John chapter 1, verse 11. Yahweh the Son came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Who is his own? And 15:24 of Matthew, who is his own? He came to his own. Who is that? 15:24
of Matthew. Who's his own? The book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, "But Yahweh the Son answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel."
Yeah. So we know who is on. So in Hebrews 10:2-2, now in verse 27, the fellow's sitting there, dog. So now we know he didn't come for everybody. He came for his own. He came to jumpstart his own and get them back on their job. So in Hebrews 10:22-27, the fellow's sitting there, dog. I think something we got something out of the top part of 7. Hebrews 10:22-27.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22 through 27. 22. Let us draw near with a true mind and full of assurance of faith, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for the Yahweh is faithful that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work.
Hallelujah.
Verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another.
Yes, hallelujah.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Verse 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Verse 27, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
This is 35 and 39, cool, baby. You might want to tie that in, daughter. Please let you know, if you willfully just don't keep the Sabbath day and do it the way you want to do it, he's telling you exactly what you said from it. Don't forsake the assembly. 35
and
39, a closed statement
as
daughter of Yahweh. Come on.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. 35 reads, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward." Verse 36, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise." Verse 37, "For yet a little while, and the Yahweh that shall come will come, and will not delay, will not tarry." Verse 38, "Now the just shall live by faith, the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Verse 39, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, wow. Like it is, anything personal make you draw back. Now you know what you got coming. A fiery indignation. The man going to burn you in the fire.
Jeremiah. My closing statement would be from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19 to 21. And it reads, thine own wickedness shall correct you, and thy backsliding shall reprove you. Knowing therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the YHWH Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and that my fear is not in you. The Yahuwah's fear is not in thee, said the Yahuwah of hosts. Verse 20, for of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy band. And thou saidest, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every green tree, you wondering claim the harlot. Verse 21, yet I have planted you a noble vine, holy, a ripe seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hey, that could be looking. It could be said no better than that, though. See, it better happen. See, when you deliver the knockout blow, it's so easy to please the old seer, just deliver the knockout blow, and you can read. So I'm to tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Back on that way tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'll do a class that starts at 12 o'clock tomorrow. 12 o'clock. But at 2 o'clock, back on the radio. Goodbye. So keep one thing in your mind. You will heard the top part of the Sabbath. You heard the word of Yahuwah. Don't use them to be not on a hero, but a doer. So for the elder, for the elder mother, for the daughter, those who participate on the network, those on the international side over 9,000 strong, lead with the famous words of the Bible. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.